Chapter 3. Know who you are and live your life with conviction. On the court, as in life, one of the most valuable character traits of them all is the ability to make important decisions under pressure that may impact a lot of other people. To be the kind of go-to individual who can be trusted to think for himself and make the best possible choice in any given situation. As a coach and as a parent, I lean a lot on the example set by my parents as to how they were able to nurture a sense of trustworthiness in us by giving us the freedom to think and act for ourselves while still providing safe boundaries. They tried not to hover too closely, but they never cut us so loose that they weren't involved. In my book, that's never an easy balancing act, although, not surprisingly, Frazier and Marian Robinson made it seem so. One strategy that worked wonders was making sure all channels of communication were kept open. That meant not only could we talk to them and they to us, but they would talk to coaches and teachers and others with whom we interacted. These days, I see parents generally much more involved in this sense. But back in the 1970s in our neighborhood, Dad and Mom were well ahead of the curve. In fact, I remember that most of the time the only parent at any of my basketball practices or at our team's away games was my father. This was the case when I started playing at the local YMCA in the Biddy Basketball League, which used smaller-sized balls and lowered the hoop to 8.5 feet. With the skills that I had already developed on my own and the fact that I was tall for my age, I did well and ended up being chosen for an all-star YMCA team from the South Side that competed around Chicago. Transportation and chaperones were supposed to be provided, but because Dad and Mom didn't always know those people, they did their utmost to make sure that we were safe and in the care of responsible adults. In keeping with their policy of giving us freedom of movement within boundaries, we were raised as city kids after all. And the watchwords were, be careful. When I was 12 years old, our team went to play in a tournament at the Martin Luther King Boys Club on the West Side. To us South Side kids, the West Side...